News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Dublin is hosting Ireland's first psychedelic research conference. Today we're joined by Dr. Catherine Ledden, Clinical Research Fellow and member of the Trinity College Dublin Psychedelic Research Group. Catherine, tell us about this conference. What is the purpose of it?
Good morning. So the purpose of the conference is to highlight the advances in psychedelic-assisted therapy that have occurred over the last number of years. So it's also the soft launch of the psychedelic research group in Trinity College in conjunction with Irish Doctors for Psychedelic-Assisted Therapy, who are advocating for access to these treatments.
So, correct me if I'm wrong, a lot of the drugs that you are talking about using are, I presume, are illegal at the moment, unless you're using them in a trial situation under very strict conditions.
Yes, that's correct. Yes. So, as it stands, the legislation currently outlaws these substances. However, there is mounting evidence internationally and at home as well in clinical trials to say that they could be of therapeutic benefit for people with mental health conditions as well as addictions.
I suppose when people hear of psychedelic drugs, people of a certain vintage, my vintage, when they hear of psychedelic drugs being used, they'll immediately think back to Timothy Leary, the controversial psychiatrist in the 1960s, and his, you know, turn on, tune in, drop out. I mean, I'm this is a different world that we're talking about here.
It is, exactly. You know, these days, these trials are conducted in very rigorously controlled environments with therapies, including psychotherapy, as well as structured follow-up to make sure that people, that they're safe after taking these things. And also, you know, they're being used as interventions for mental health conditions. So again, it's done in working with people who have a lot of experience working in those environments.
Now, I think I'm right in saying, again, and sorry, you're an absolute expert in this area. I'm fascinated by it, but I think I'm right in saying it's something of a contentious issue still, even in the sector. I'm just looking at comments made by researchers Michael Van Elk and Eiko Fried at Leiden University in the Netherlands. They talk about psychedelic drugs have been at the forefront of a new wave of overhyped treatments for mental health problems that may fail to deliver on their promises. And they talk about failing to beat the placebo, the lack of efficacy. Is there resistance in your profession to this? Is it still a divisive issue?
There is some resistance and very healthy scepticism, which is to be encouraged, I think, with any new treatment. But I would also say that, you know, because of the psychoactive nature of these substances, it's quite difficult to study them in terms of the typical clinical standard, which would be, you know, double-blind, randomized, placebo-controlled clinical trial. However, as time moves on, you know, there is still good efficacy demonstrated in a number of these substances, particularly for conditions, treatment-resistant depression, for example, anorexia nervosa. And actually, as it happens, we will be conducting a publicly funded study in Trinity College using psilocybin for cocaine use disorder. So the evidence is still mounting. I think it's still too early to say whether there is enough efficacy for them to be to be granted therapeutic status fully. But that's why we want more research done in this area. You know, it really is too early to say, but of course there are challenges and it's good to consider the
No, absolutely fair enough. And again, important to stress, we're talking here about it being used, these drugs being used in a controlled environment and for certain types of mental health issues, certainly not for all.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, exactly. Some people shouldn't take psychedelics. I think that's a very important message for people to hear. For example, if people have a history of severe mental health difficulties, such as bipolar disorder, we don't know what the outcomes may be yet. In addition, people who have, say, psychosis or schizophrenia, where their sense of reality can be affected, it may or may not be safe for them to take psychedelics either, because they can affect how a person feels about themselves, but also how they perceive the world. So there's still a lot of research to be done in this area.
Okay, well, look, we wish you well with that research. Dr. Catherine Ledden of the Trinity College Dublin Psychedelic Research Group, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.